Football Friday is upon us. Just a gorgeous afternoon, and the only person who got the memo about Floral Friday is Rico. Rest of us dressed like adults. Rico apparently in Acapulco. Yep. Welcome.
Thanks, Kenny.
I'd like to issue an apology to Rico. I usually wear floral on Friday. Today, I did not.
We're all dressed like adults, and then there's Rico, a.k.a. the beachcomber. All right, so we're going to get...
Cheeseburger in paradise, my friend.
Hey, man, think of it this way. You got your own private island. You're ready to rock.
That's true.
So we've got... We're going to do this a very specific way before TJ comes in here all tobaccoed out of his mind and... We'll figure that part out. Never know what we're getting with the big guy. But we got to talk about this. There's no one game to focus on. This is a weekend of learning. I mean, after all, Rico's a professor. Oh, ever considered a career in crime? I'll teach you. So here's the deal. I want to take the approach that all of us, whether you are a Lions fan, a Spartan fan, or a Wolverine, we are all in learning mode. What team can we learn the most about, good or bad, this weekend? Because, Rico, we've talked about this. It's a litmus test for Michigan State. It's Michigan with a new quarterback against at least a solid opponent. And for the Lions, off of the wacky loss last week, you got a team you never beat coming to town next week in Seattle. Mm-hmm. Are the Lions remotely close to being the team we thought they were? A little bit. You're on the road against a very high-powered offense. So I wanted to know from you and Kenny and David, and most importantly, you the people who aren't dressed like you're in Mexico right now.
Thank you, Kenny.
What team can we learn the most about this weekend? 248-539-9797. Ricardo Montalban.
I think the team we can learn the most about is David's team. It's Michigan. You're making a quarterback change, not in the middle of the season, but you know, after a few games where you probably should have did this at the beginning of the season, but you didn't. Can you adjust on the fly? Can you all of a sudden get an offense that's actually out there scoring points and is consistent, can throw the ball? And you're putting in a quarterback who doesn't really throw the ball. The Lions have all the pieces. They're just not clicking right now. And I don't know if it's the fact that, you know, they didn't play in the preseason. People are rusty. I don't understand why. Or maybe it's just they're playing a tougher schedule than last season. But you know the pieces are there. You've seen what they could do. For MSU, the bar is kind of low. You jumped out to the 3-0 start. I think the win at Maryland helped you out. This, if you could win at Boston College, it would really help you as far as making to a bowl game. But I think the biggest one, Mike, it's Michigan, because you're adjusting on the fly with a brand new quarterback.
David, Kenny, go. No, Kenny, go ahead. You're right there. David can wait a second. Go ahead.
I agree with Rico. I think testing out a new quarterback, you have a whole new system. Can this coaching staff adjust on the fly? The Lions, look, we pretty much know what they are for the most part with the offensive weapons basically returning. Yes, there's still questions to be had about them. Same thing with Michigan State. There's still a bunch of questions. But I think when you're talking about who you can learn the most from, what you can glean the most information from, it's Michigan.
David.
It is Michigan this weekend, to me. Wow. It is, you learn about the coaching staff. Can they adjust to the quarterback that they've chosen to start? Will Orji lead this offense the way he should? You learn about him. You also learn about the offensive line. Can they be who they need to be and block for a run-first offense with your quarterback? You learn a ton, and it may change people's minds with the rest of the season for Michigan. Certain games.
So let me just get this straight. Three independent thinkers, one of which got into Harvard, and it's all just about U of M, huh? You don't think you could learn about the Lions? You don't think the Lions are a little bit of a pressure spot? They have to leave home, and they got to take care of business about a team that might be a threat in the West. Not right. Because they're as good as the Niners, but because the Niners are dilapidated with injuries. Guys, if the Lions offense doesn't carry the day, like, I don't think you're winning a 20-16 game down there.
No.
So I'd advocate you absolutely could learn a ton about them. And here's the other thing. Oh, I know. Oh, Sparty. It's a road game at night. In a year, you were expected to win four or five games total. You could be 4-0. They've already gone on the road and won once against Maryland. I hate Rico for telling me Nick Marsh is not going to play.
I did not say that.
I don't know what you're talking about. The point I'm making is, if they were to win this game, wouldn't that show you that this is ahead of where people thought it would be, that they could be a 6-7-8 win team? I don't think it's as simple as just Michigan.
Oh, no, no. It's not as simple as just Michigan. If I had to power rank them, Michigan would be one. The Lions would be two, because for the Lions, can you shake off the rust? Because last year doesn't count anymore. I don't want to hear about last year. I don't want to hear about how far you went. I don't want to hear about how explosive the offense was, because I'm not seeing that right now. I'm seeing you struggle in your win. And then last week, you put up a ton of empty calorie yards, but it didn't end up in points. So Lions are a strong number two for me, because, yeah,
that's all I've heard. The least about State.
If I had to rank the three, because for State, it's...
I thought you cared.
You know what?
Man, that hurts.
No, for State, you want to go to a bowl game, and all of a sudden, like I said, if you win, your next four games don't look as bad as they did at the beginning of the season. What's the progression of Aiden Childs? Can you stop committing stupid penalties and turnovers? Because if I have to hear Jonathan Smith say one more time, well, that's on us. Yes, we know. When are you going to fix it?
Jesus. Guys, since their career start.
And after each game.
So angry.
After each game, he walks up to the podium. Well, that's on the coaching staff. We're going to have to work on that and fix that. Well, okay, you get the first couple.
Unlike the last guy, at least he keeps his pants on. 248-539-9797.
Mike's going to take you to six.
I'm just, you know. I'm sorry, we're not relentlessly chopping.
Deep waters.
Oh, God. David, ticket text coming in. Talk to me. Which of the three local teams are we going to learn the most about this week?
I'll learn the most from the Lions. They need to get the offense in check. That is from Ryan. MSU, because 4-0 with two tough road wins, rises the bar to 8-4 with expectations to beat Michigan.
Like, think about that for a minute. That if MSU, who had a win total in Vegas of 4.5, goes at Maryland, who's a bowl team, and goes at Boston College, who looks like a bowl team, and is able to get to 4-0 and do it without Nick Marsh, per Rico, then my question would be,
no,
wouldn't that enter Iowa and Michigan into the discussion of possibility?
Yeah.
We were not willing to say that earlier. Much like if the Lions go and they lose to Arizona, what type of conversation do we have to have? I will tell you one, you're in a must-win spot. You cannot fall to 1-3 with Seattle coming here.
No.
So I think we can learn an awful lot about each.
Well, not only Seattle, then it's the bye. And then it's the Cowboys.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Welcome to Big Boy Schedule. You don't get the Carolina Panthers, the Raiders, and the Broncos. You got to play real teams this year. The other thing about the Lions, can you finally handle a mobile QB? Can you corral him and keep him in the pocket and make him beat you just with his arm?
He's so small, you can put him in your pocket.
Maybe.
248-539-9797. I want to get to the people. And again, David, I would just ask you, you know your fan base better. Where's all the people who are telling me 10-2, 11-1?
I'm looking for them. Don't see them.
Hey, what's up, Shardy? Like, what, you know, what's the deal? What's the deal? Where are you at? Where are you chuckleheads at? Cat got your tongue? I mean, are you going to – come on, tell me right now that Alex Orgy's a combination of Cam Newton and Pat Mahomes. Do it. That's normally your move. Now, the funny part is, as much as I can't stand that fan base, I'm the one building a case that I think they're going to be in this game. I absolutely think there's a pathway for them to do this.
So does your cash the ticket partner.
Yeah, but Jim's different. Jim's a part of that MGO Blue Club supports you thing.
Yeah, but see, here's the other thing about, and this is why Michigan is number one on my list in power ranking of the three. If this doesn't work, where do you go from here?
I'll tell you where.
That's the biggest thing. Where do you go from here if Orji doesn't work?
Hell. And hopefully NCAA purgatory. Hate to see it. 248-539-9797.
Was that personal growth, you not hitting the board?
Yeah, I mean, I had something good for you, but we'll be here till 6. I'm sure we'll find a way to make that happen. Okay. TJ joins us at 3. Prop Bet Casino coming up a little later. The picks coming up later. Who said it, David? I know you were salty at last week's results. We actually were successful. I'm sure you've ratcheted up the difficulty. Lots to do on a Friday. 97.1.